Welcome to the Gallery Girl podcast. Gallery Girl is a London-based website and curatorial platform dedicated to contemporary art from across the globe. In this podcast, we're going to focus on female artists, curators, and practitioners who highlight art with roots in West Asia and North Africa. Enjoy. Welcome to the Gallery Girl podcast. We're in a new series now focusing all about artists who work with textiles in their work. Today, I'm joined by Amani Athuweni, a Kuwaiti artist and designer born in Ukraine. She's a mixed media artist, and she believes that the cultural duality she inherited through her Kuwaiti and Ukrainian roots greatly influenced her unique awareness of identity and culture, impelling her to explore this in her work. There's so much to talk about with Amani's work, but to begin with, I'll just say that she's exhibited extensively throughout London and Kuwait, and she's also shown her work in Prague, Dubai, Brazil, Bolivia, and many others. I actually saw your work first in Venice. So I'm so excited to see you today. Welcome, Amani.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here and to speak with you.
The first thing I wanted to ask you is, when did you know you wanted to be an artist?
So I feel like I've known my whole life since childhood, but to be more specific, it's when I was still living in Ukraine, and I used to draw a lot, and my grandmother used to keep all my drawings in like a little file.
Yeah,
that's so precious, and she kept it for me. She kept 200 drawings for me.
Wow.
Like 200 drawings. And then my mother, when we moved to Kuwait, my mother brought them with her. Mm. And she didn't show me until I was maybe 16 or 17 years old. So she just kept them for me, and I didn't know about it until then. I have the memory of it, but I didn't know it actually existed, and my mom kept them. So it's really precious.
And, yeah.
I used to draw as like a quality time with my grandmother.
Yeah.
It was a really great way to connect with her. So yeah, that was when I knew I wanted to be an artist. She made me feel like there's something very important in these drawings and that you should keep going. It felt really exciting to do that with her.
That's really sweet. And how old were you when you moved to Kuwait?
I was 6.
Okay.
Wow. So right before school.
Yeah.
I didn't know any Arabic nor any English. Wow. I moved to Kuwait, and I immediately went to government school. So I had to learn from scratch.
Yeah. That must have been a really big culture shock.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. And like, what are your earliest like memories of like textiles and embroidery?
So my first memory of textiles was when we were living in Ukraine before I moved to Kuwait. It was those huge ornamented carpets hanging on the walls in Ukraine. And it was very common in Russia, the Soviets in general. It was in my mother's bedroom, my parents' bedroom, and I used to spend a lot of time there and draw in solitude in that room a lot of time. And I remember vividly this carpet and that room. So it was my first memory of textiles.
Oh, wow. That sounds like a really amazing carpet. So you actually studied architecture at uni, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So like, how did you go from like drawing to like architecture, and how does that impact everything that you do?
So I've been creative my whole life, and I feel like architecture wasn't something that's very foreign or far away from what I normally draw as well. I used to draw aerial views of parks and streets and buildings and the interiors of houses and furniture. So I had that already kind of in my drawings, and that was one reason I was interested in architecture. I was interested in many things, actually.
Yeah.
That it was very hard to select something.
Yeah.
But we didn't have any art schools as well, so it was the closest thing to art that I could do.
Yeah.
It actually, an architecture school helped me kind of develop the way I analyze and plan and organize my thoughts, but also making sense of things in a very like detailed analytical way. It influenced my methodology in research and data collection. Interviewing people became part of my progress too. So basically it was the research, but also the creation of form and composition.
Yeah, because like a lot of your work has like a structural element to it. So I suppose that studying architecture is really helpful in creating like more three-dimensional artworks.
Yes.
Cool. And like the first works of yours I actually saw was the work that like comments on the idea of the dowry. Can you tell me a little bit about that series?
So that series is not doesn't necessarily comment on the idea of the dowry, but it comments on its forms and how it developed in terms of material and the visual side of it, and also how it progressed to become it lacks soul and personality, and it became something that's more about global consumerism, instead of being something that's very gift, the mystery of the gift, you know, was something missing, I felt. So I was curious and interested in developing this series that talks about this change in the visual form of the dowry.
Yeah.
And each piece kind of represented time in history, specific years or trends, depending on trade, trends, also the products that were used, or the gifts such as perfumes or bags, the brands. So everything influenced the form of dowries in the Gulf, and specifically about Kuwait.
I remember seeing one that like really reminded me of like a really luxury handbag, and I thought it was really cool, like the way that you displayed it.
Yes, it's kind of about the celebration of this tradition, but also with a little bit of criticism on how people forget to make it very personalized with the soul of the bride, with the preciousness of the material, the craft. So I was kind of interested in that side.
Yeah, that's really cool. And it's almost like you're updating the tradition. And I guess like speaking of updating, like I know that you've also like worked with like digital embroidery. So like, what is it like working with like a really modern, like technological method of making for an art form which is like so old and mechanical traditionally?
So I think it's very important to be true to our time and use whatever technologies that are present, because when you make a piece, it for me, it's more interesting to mark the qualities of this period of time that we're living. And each of my artworks kind of talk about specific moments in time and marking history. So I feel like it's very important to utilize these technologies, and it's actually very inspiring because the possibilities are endless.
Yeah.
And I love to work with option and experiment and make lots and lots of mistakes.
Yeah.
So I feel like it allows me to do that.
Yeah, that's super cool. And on like the other side, you've also like worked with the Kuwaiti textile sadu, which is like really historical. So it's almost like a duality. Like, what was that like?
It's very, it's really, really an amazing tradition. And I love sadu, and I love working with sadu. And I feel like there is so much to be done with this technique and with this tradition. And I think artists should be the ones developing artworks, motifs, embroidered elements and woven elements on the sadu. So for me, it's very inspiring to work with sadu because you learn from the history and the makers, and work directly with the weavers, and listen to their stories. And it's very important to have them as part of the artwork as well.
Yeah.
So, I love that sadu also is a way of storytelling.
Right.
And it used to do that, you know, a long time ago.
Yeah.
But now it's kind of become repetitive and decorative. And I always try to think about the ways we can talk about our current times with this old technique,
right? Yeah,
and kind of implement new ways of storytelling through this traditional material and way of creation.
Yeah, that's really cool. And you're also working on like rugs now.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that inspired in any way by your grandmother's rugs or?
No. So I'm working with a few factories, rug factories.
Mm-hmm.
And we are developing a few artworks together, which I'm very excited about. And I have some things that are in progress right now and some things that are ready and complete, just waiting for the right show to be
displayed. Okay.
There's one artwork in particular that I'm very, very excited to show. It's called Ghabka, and it's about Ramadan traditions and how Ramadan kind of became a place where people display their consumption in a way.
Right.
And also it's about the access and the abundance of everything, which is actually the total opposite of what Ramadan is supposed
right.
to be.
Yeah.
Supposed to be going back to the soul, your roots, the simplicity, spirituality, connection with family and friends, silence. So this artwork talks about that, how it's kind of changed the way we celebrate this month. It's an invitation to think about the things that we take for granted on a daily basis.
Yeah. That sounds super cool.
You will see it soon.
Yeah, I'm excited. And can you also tell us about your work with Daza Lab? Is that how you say it?
Yes, Daza Lab. I feel blessed to have a business that was created as a result of my art practice. And this allows me to deeply understand society, behavior, connect with different people and different mindsets, and also be able to kind of shift mindsets on certain things and go back to the preciousness of the craft and art and the making. And let clients also be part of the progress and personalize and think about, for example, something that the bride loves, so we can create a story through embroidered pieces, for example, that kind of includes this element of mystery and surprise and personalization in a different way than usual. Because the usual way of personalizing a gift like that would be using her name or initials. But I want to dig deeper into what people really love, and something sentimental, stories about how the bride and groom met, things like that. So I'm aiming to create timeless pieces that are used as pieces of furniture as well in the future. So not just displays for the event itself. And it's also, in a way, research for my art practice.
Right.
So kind of like they bleed into one another, my art practice and my business. And I really enjoy it.
Yeah, that sounds really beautiful. It's like you're not making something for like one day, or making like an heirloom to be passed down and treasured forever, which is super special.
Yeah.
Cool. And what are you working on right now? I'm going besides this, if anything.
So I just started working on a series, and it's about something that's really touched me in the past 5 years, which is motherhood. And I feel like it only makes sense for me to make sense of things through my art.
Right.
And I feel like every series of works that I create is kind of in a way about my own life. So for example, the dowry series started from my curiosity about dowry when I first received my own dowry from my husband and his family. And I feel like now I was also very inspired by a book. It's called Mother Tongues. And it's about the absurdity of motherhood. And it's a different way of looking at motherhood. And it's a great book. I really enjoyed it. And I felt really inspired to share with the world how I see the chaos of motherhood, but also include some of the things that I saw strange and absurd and don't make sense, and in terms of consumerism, in terms of classifying one another based on what the kids are wearing, and using your kids as an accessory, for example. But also how motherhood is also sometimes lived through the lens of a camera, and how we sometimes live that through our phones and taking pictures, and what we share with the world sometimes becomes more important than living the moment. So I'm very curious and excited, and I am developing a few works right now, thinking about the contents and creating the different forms for that. With the same methods that I usually use, and using textiles as well.
Oh wow, I'm really excited to see what you make. So what are your like hopes for the future with your artwork?
I hope that I spend more time creating and being creative. I feel like the past few years have been really challenging and amazing and exciting. So yeah, I've been developing the Zelab, building it from scratch, and but also I had 3 children in 5 years.
Yeah, okay, it's a lot.
So I am excited to go slowly back to my routines, or even develop new routines with the changes that happened in my life.
Yeah.
So I think it's important to talk about that because it is challenging. It is not easy to be a mother, entrepreneur, and an artist. So I do what I can to fulfill that part of my life, which is very important.
Yeah, that's so exciting. I'm excited to see like what you create in the next few years. Is there anything that you wanted to talk about that we haven't touched on? No. Okay. Amazing. Well, thank you so much for your time. It was really lovely to speak with you. People can find your work at Amani Lithuania Instagram, I think. And I'll also share images and links to all of your work. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, and I really enjoyed our conversation, and I really do enjoy your podcast as well.
Oh, thank you.
Keep going.
Thank
Can't
you.
wait to hear more episodes. Listen to